Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and we are here today with Nelson Yell, the director of IGO Bujian, Dreaming and Dying. How are you today?
I'm good. I mean, we have been here for three or four days, and we had a premiere 2 days ago. And yeah, I mean, it's a very overwhelming experience. I mean, to be at Locarno. I came here in, I think, 2018 for the Filmmakers Academy. So very glad to be back here.
Good. Wonderful. So my first question is, Dreaming and Dying explores, you know, the idea of unexpressed feelings mm-hmm. and resurfacing during this vacation with these old friends. So which aspects of the human relationship between them did you aim to highlight?
In particular, I think the film is very much about all these repressed emotions and feeling that these three people have towards each other. And primarily it's because of how, say, my parents' generation, they deal with relationship issues. And yeah, I there's a lot of these unsaid words and all these memories that kind of let get distorted. And they try to remember things their own way over time. So certain memories, they become, how do I say, something that is completely uniquely their own.
Exactly. And, you know, this is your feature directorial debut, unfortunately. And how was for you this, you know, experience transitioning from short films to the full-length feature? And were there any specific challenges that you encountered during the process as, you know, a Singaporean filmmaker and the fact that you have a co-production and so on?
The transition, I would say, was at first, for me, was a bit intimidating because I always thought that a feature film needs to be very big in scale. But in this case, we decided to take a challenge and we decided to, even though it's a co-production, I think the film is still very much independent. And we decided that perhaps we are able to make the film the same way that we make our short films. So I would say that it was intimidating, but after I took the first step, it was actually pretty, how do I put it, cathartic.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. And, you know, the protagonist's nostalgia and the concept of memories, as you said, turning like into realities over time. So they are like central themes or what you want to the public to experience. So could you elaborate a bit on these themes and their significance for you in the overall story?
I think it's really, like I mentioned before, it's how we choose to remember things. I'm not sure if I'm repeating certain points, but I think the film feels like they're actually memories. And when you're watching the film, you're not really sure whose memories it is. And then at some point they merge, but then again they diverge. So I think in a sense of structure of the film, it is a little bit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like living inside someone's head. And what do you hope the audience takes away from Dreaming and Dying, and what did you expect, you know, when you were at the premiere, what did you felt there?
Well, I mean, it was a really good experience to be premiering at the Pala Cinema. I think it's a really, really, really great venue, because I don't think we haven't tested the film and anything a cinema that is that size. And of course it was a sold out screening, so I think the reaction we had from the audience were all pretty good.
And I'm gonna ask you for the last question, like something that is linguistic. I know that Aojiao Bujian means like long time no see, right? So why did you put that title?
Because I mean, when you watch the film, there is a lot of this deja vu moment. And a lot of these deja vu moments also happen out of the film. Because we shot the first and the second part like about a year apart. So when we came back to shoot the second part of the film, coincidentally, everyone was saying the same thing to one another. So that kind of that phrase stuck with me, and I decided that it's actually a quite pretty interesting title. And of course, the film is bookend by the title. So yeah, that's the inspiration for the title. purely coincidental.
Nice, nice. Thank you very much for being with us. Fred Film Radio, Laura de la Corte, Nelson Yell. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.